Gemara says true in, avad it's true. The Alma Dashi Kavachayma. All over, the Chamos will agree to such a Kavachayma. You have these Svaris, Madach, if you did it before, you could take it away, so you could do, so something now can start, there might be to such a Kavachayma. But you know right now, Mishnah Chamed disagree that a husband has no power to be Nefer his wife's future Nadarim. Ashani Hocha, the Yom HaKroh, like they say in the Mishnah, the Pasuk says, Isha Yikimenu, the Isha Yiferenu. Now the Pasuk says the husband has a right when he hears his wife's Nadarim to either be Mekayimit, to keep it going. He says, I want another to stay, or else he could be made for take it away. So we dash him like this. Eshebo Lechlal Hekim, Bo Lechlal Hefer. Anytime the husband has the power to make Hakama, he can make Hafar also. But Eshaloi Bo Lechlal Hekim. But if the husband does not have the power to make Hakama, and that's the Mishnah says everybody agrees, that the husband can't make Hakama before the Neder is here. Like the start of Hakama is something that's here, you're making it strong. But if nothing is here yet, you can't make it strong. That everybody agrees, that the husband cannot be Mekayim, his wife's Nadarim, that are not here yet. So therefore the Chum say, this Hekish then takes away from the Kavachayma. Therefore the Bull, the Chlal Hefer. Therefore, since at this time, the husband cannot be in the Kayim the Neder, who had in the Lacher is, the husband cannot be made for the Neder. That's Chacham Shita. So even though the Chacham agreed to Reb Lez's Kabul Chayma, but here, by the din of Afara, there's a special like a Hekish. So we make this Hekish to say, the husband cannot be made for the Nedarim of his wives, only if it's possible for him to be Kayim the Neder. And the only time he can be Kayim his wife's Nedarim is if the Neder is already Chal. So over here, calls the mother Nether, is not Chal, the husband cannot be made for his wife's Nadar. Alright, stop there. You're holding the fine vavim with bays. The Mishnah says, Ha'foras Nadarim kol hayom. The husband or the father could be made for the Nadarim the whole day. When they hear the Neder, they have the whole day to be Mefer. We'll see what that means. Kol HaYom means that the Ran says Yom HaShmiyah, the whole day when you hear about it. Now, Yesh B'dover LaHokil LaHachmir. Certain times it's a Mekel, and certain times it's a Chumrah. We go strict or we go lenient. Kate said, how does this come out? Nodra B'Leil Shabbos. Let's say your wife made the Neder on Leil Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos. The locker is, Yofel B'Leil Shabbos, you have the whole night of Shabbos to be Mefer, over Yom HaShabbos, and on the day of Shabbos also, Ad Shetech Shach, until it becomes Shkia. In other words, the day you hear of the Neder, you have that whole day to do it. So if you hear at the beginning of the day, like over here, you hear it at the beginning of Shabbos, so you have the whole Shabbos to be made for the Neder. And the Ran says, Abad Hu Adin B'Chol, the same thing would apply in the weekday. That the Mishnah also wants to let us hear the Chiddush that a husband could be made for his wife's Nadarim on Shabbos. Even though it's not called a Neder, that's the Tzarech HaShabbos, still it's Mutter. The Gemara will be Madaik. But I call upon this halacha that the husband could be made for B'yom Shemaya if he hears at the beginning of the day, which by Jew, that means the beginning of the night. So he could be made for the whole night and the whole next day. What about Nodrim Chashecher? Let's say your wife made the Neder on Shabbos near the end of the day, and you heard about it then. So the halacha is then Mefer Ad Shletechshech. You could only be made for, it's like a half an hour, until it becomes nighttime. Shim Choshcha, Flehefer Ein Yachal Ofer. Because once it becomes nighttime, like the day is over, then you cannot be made for the Nadarim anymore. So that's what our Mishnah holds, that the Loch of B'yom Shemaya, the day that you hear of the Neder, it does not give you a 24-hour period, but it only gives you the time of that day. If you heard the Neder 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you only have like another hour or so until it becomes nighttime, until you can be made for. But if you hear the Neder at the beginning of the night, so then you have the whole night and the whole next day. That's this lashon of lahokil and lahachmir. As Iran explains, it's not really lav dafka, really a kula and a chumra. Just means that's when it comes out that b'yom shemoy our mission holds is not a 24-hour period, but rather the day that you hear of it just till the end of that day. Gemara says, Tanya will learn like this. Machlokes Tanoim. Nahaforas Nedorim Kol Hayoim. The Tanakam holds like our Mishnah, Haforas Nedorim is the whole day. Any time of the day you heard till the end of that day. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omru, they both say, Meyes Lies. Halacha is, you have no 24 hours to be made for. Meyes Lies. That's the Machlokes. Tomorrow says, my time of the Tanakhama, what's the svara of the Tanakhama, and that's the way our mission also holds. Why do they hold only that day, till the end of that day? Because they say, oh my Kura, the Pasuk says, B'yoin Shemoya, that the husband or the father has the right to be made for his wife's Nadorim, B'yoin Shemoya, the day they hear about it. So Mashma, till the end of that day, that's all. Rabbi Duran says, to Mashma, Yoim HaShemiya B'vad, only the day that you heard of it. Now, for Rabbonin Maitamayu, what's the svar of these Rabbonin of Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon? What's their svar that they say it means 24 hours? They're still, because another part that says, Miyoim Elyoim, from day to day, which means that Duran, Temashma Miyes Lies, Shiyar Shiyesh Boy Tchilas Yoim Echod, Letchilas Yoim Achar, Tahainu Eskrim Viyabeshois, Masha from this day until the next day, which means 24 hours. So that's true on the Pasuk Miyom Hayom. So the kids said there are two Pesukim, each one is Mashma their way. So now the Gemara asks, well, the Tanakhama, I Yoksiv Miyom Hayom, how come you say from the Pasuk Miyom Shemoya, only till the end of that day, I the Pasuk also says Miyom Hayom, so why don't you agree it's 24 hours? So the Gemara says, Itzruch, the Tanakhama says, no, I need that Pasuk of Miyom Hayom. The B'yom Shemoya, because if just from the Pasuk of B'yom Shemoya, the day you hear of it, Hava Mina would have thought, B'yomomo in B'leiloloi. You could only be made for the Nedarim by daytime, and not by nighttime. That's what B'yom Shemoya means. If you hear the Neder by day, at daytime you could be made for. But if you hear the Neder at night, maybe at night you can't be made for the Neder. You have to wait till the next morning. Is therefore saved, therefore the Pasuk says no, Miyoim al Yoim, from day to day, it does not mean 24 hours, it only means if you hear the Neder at night, you could even start to be made for it that night time. So that's what Miyoim al Yoim means. The Rambam says, the Mashma Misoif Yoim, Shalifnei Shmiya, Ad Soif Yoim Shal Shmiya, Tahainu Nodra Batchilas Halayla, if she made the Neder at the beginning of the night. Therefore, Shemefer Halayla for Hayoim Atzoifay. That's what Miyoim Yoim means. You can be Mefer from the beginning of the night until the end of the day. But Enechanami, you do not have 24 hours, but only till the end of that day that you heard it. That's the Sron of Tanakama. Now the Gemara says, Ulaman Diyom Miyoim Yoim. According to these Rabbonin, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yud, and Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, that they say you have 24 hours from the time you hear it, I hoksiv b'yom shemoya. I the pasuk says b'yom shemoya, which is mashma only the day that you hear it. So if you hear it near the end of the day, you should only have till the end of the day. So Mara says no. Itzrich, we need this pasuk b'yom shemoya. Di siv b'yom yom. The pasuk would only say you could be mefer from day to day. Have a mean? I would have thought what it means to say is you have a whole week. I would have thought maybe it means Mechad b'Shabo l'Chad b'Shabo, from Sunday to Sunday you have from Yom Rishon to Yom Rishon. Maybe Miyom Yom means from the beginning of the week to the beginning of the next week. Is Leifalo? Maybe you have such a whole week to be made for. Therefore, Ksiv, the Pasuk has to say B'Yom Shemoya. No, you only have one day to be made for. Only the day you hear about it. But that day, how long do you have? Not only till the end of the day, but you have a complete 24-hour period. So that's the Machlokes. Tomorrow says now, Om Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Om Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Ein halacha kiyosi azug. We do not paskin like these Rabbonin that say miyoyim ayoyim, but rather we paskin like it says in our Mishnah, you only have till the end of that day. Any time of the day that you hear about it, you can only be made for till the end of that day. Ein halacha kiyosi azug. Mora says now, Levi sovar lemevet kahani tanoi. Levi thought to do like these tanoim that the husband could be mefer mamish miyoyim al yoyim for a 24-hour period. On this, Omalei Rav said back to Levi, that hochi yom ha-chavibi, this is what chavibi, the Ran says, that means Rabbi Chiya, shayadoido shirav, which was Rav's uncle, he called him chavibi, that he said to him like this, that Omalei chavibi, ein haloch kiyosi azug, we do not pass like that zug, we do not pass like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, therefore Levi don't do like them. But rather you should do like it says in our Mishnah, B'yom Shemoyah means just that day, the day you hear of it, you have till the end of that day. But the Ran says, the Kaimalon Hochi, that's what we talk about, Paskin, the Aphorus, Nedorim, Kol HaYom, only till the end of that day. V'sula Yenat Mua, U'kestam Mastis, like a Stam Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Chiyah Barav was Shodi Gira, he was like shooting arrows. Ubodik, and he was Bodik means he was Matar and Nedev, Vishasu was doing something. So Ram says it means Agav Gororo de Rav. Since we're talking about Rav, Maisa Yochi Yodi Chiyah Barav. We're talking about Chiyah Barav now. That Shodi Gira Bodik. What does that mean? Bioid Shoye Mesasik Lira Chitim. While he was in the middle of shooting arrows, if somebody came to ask him to be matter his nether, he would be matter the nether even while he's doing something else. What does it mean to say? That he only would surely to ask him, do you feel better? And he would say, yes, he'd be matter it. Why? Because when Chiyah holds, you can make a Pesach with just Tam Charota, feeling bad. You don't have to have a real Pesach. It's enough just if the person feels bad. So if you can be matter the nether, just the fact that the person feels bad, that's easy. So even though Rav Chiya Barav was in the middle of doing something, still he was able to be matter the nether. Because he didn't have to find a strong Pesach, like we once had, to find another excuse, like as if you would have never made a nether at the beginning, but it's enough just to have Charota. So Charota is easy to have. Where it says, Rabba bar Rafuna. Yosef was sitting v'koyim. So Ran says it means, Loi hoyim adatik v'dover. Eloimet v'yoshik k'moy shoyim is damin loi. It means, Tam v'loshni was sitting and getting up. He wasn't sitting carefully to think into the matter, but rather just also this type of a story. That Rabba bar Rafuna was Yosef sitting v'koyim getting up. And that's the way Tam was matter in the Dorim. The same way. That he held you could be matter in Edah with Charoto. Charata means as long as a person says he feels bad that he made it, even though he doesn't give you a good Pesach, we don't find a case to say, if he would have known this and this, he would have never made it. You don't have to find a Pesach. So if you don't have to find a Pesach, just found that the guy feels bad that he made it, that's easy. So no matter where you are, what you're doing, if the person tells you he feels bad, you have a right to be matter his neder.